Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, hello. We are back after a few weeks of a break, and we're going to continue on with our Star Seeds, part two. Lots of good things. I've got my lovely Maya Moon here with me tonight again, as usual. Sometimes a nice little break is worth it. We get to rest our voices and do the things that we want to do, but it goes by fast. But here we are back again. So how are you tonight, Maya Moon? Okay.
Yeah, I'm doing good. And how about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing good. Had a busy day today. Of course, it was payroll on Stars. And, I was trying to find out. Some people are having difficulty getting into the chat. I see we have somebody in there now, so they're not having trouble. So I don't know. I'm going to have to relay some information to the one that cannot get in. But anyways, it was a busy day. The site's been busy, and I'm gathering stuff from all the people for the magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. It goes by fast. I usually send out my notices between the 15th and the 20th to all of them because it takes everybody, they'll say, oh, my God, it's the end of the month. I forgot to send it to Natalie. So always around this time it's busy for me, but, I love doing all that kind of stuff. So tonight we're going to continue on with our Star Seeds Part two. I had sent, we're just going to briefly discuss this. I don't want to dwell on it. I said, sent over from our stars, Amina, what she thought, what a star seed is, and she thinks that I fit all of these. She sent me a bunch of things here, and she says, wow, this is you. And you felt the same too, huh, Maya?
Yeah, I felt there was a lot that resonated with you. I mean, I'm sure probably with other people when they hear it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But now, Candy asked me, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson asked me, is there some kind of, what did she say here? Wait a minute. She wrote it down for me here in Messenger because I want to get it right. I don't want to mess up here. She said there's a star seed race. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, I might have a different view. I know I share my views are shared with many other spiritual people, but I do believe, if I'm understanding her question correctly, I believe that there's and it's not just that race, but what she's asking is there a race meaning that humans, this is how I'm taking it, carry the DNA of a starseed, which to me it is the DNA of people that actually come from another galaxy or planet or what, however you want to term that, that type of astronomy. So I do feel that it's a race, and I feel that there's several of them. That just happens to be one of them. And I know a lot of people will often conjoin or combine or put like indigo crystal children and starseed children together. But I see that as being completely different. So,
okay. Well, I can tell you what she said. She said Andromedan, Pleiadian, Acturian, feline, avian, and reptilian. I'm a novice at that. I know that they exist, but I didn't know about all these, you could call, you know, kind of call them modalities. I didn't know about all of that, but I figured that maybe you would know what that is.
Well, for me, those are different levels of what I would call, you know, intelligent life forms that are different than ours. And the reptilians, of course, are the lowest, just like they're considered that, you know, alligators, snakes, they're kind of considered that on our planet. To me, they are. But there's a lot of, for those that are interested in this subject, there's a lot of information. There's a whole galactic, if you will, pun intended, of information about those that walk among us and what their role is here and so on and so forth. I mean, there's just a lot of different information. And, you know, like we always say, it always comes down to what you choose to believe and, you know, and what you feel, what resonates with you, what you feel is true or what, you know, what you feel makes sense to you. We're not all going to see things the same. A lot of people are going to say, oh, well, you know, that's hogwash. We're all just humans. We're not connected. That there might be other life forms, but we're not connected with them. But there's a lot of pretty strong beliefs, and there's a lot of good backing for those beliefs of how that all came to be. I don't know if you paid any attention. And, well, I'm not going to even bring that up, so I'm going to skip over that. I believe my guide's just.
They're just telling you, be quiet. Don't say that.
Yeah,
I also have crazy. I have Star Zamina on, too. She just called in. I can see her phone number. I wrote it down. Let me connect her. Maybe she can add to this about this, all these modalities, I would call them, I guess. You know, maybe she knows something. Let's bring her in, honey. Okay, here we go. Well, hi there, Amina. How are you? This is Natalie.
Hey, Natalie. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, yes, and I've got Stars Maya Moon. Her and I were just starting to talk about the star seeds, and Candy, Stars Priestess Candy Ranson, brought up all the, I call them like modalities of them, like the Pleiadian, the Arcturian, Feline, Avian, Reptilian, and Andromedan. I'm a novice with the star seeds, except when you sent me that list and you said, this is you, Natalie, then I sent it to Maya. So I don't know, maybe the two of you can kind of talk back and forth a little bit.
Maybe. Hi, Maya.
Here's
the thing. For me, it's, you know, I only go on guidance. I'm not interested in what's on the internet. And I only go for my own personal experience, which I know limits things in a lot of ways, but it's all that I can really speak about. And Star Children were brought into my world quite a few years ago. What I know about them is they're all very different from each other. There seem to be, I like your word modalities, but there seem to be,
I just pulled that out of my hat. But
it's,
it makes
very
sense
good.
Anyways, right?
But it's almost like, you know, these are souls who have incarnated more times on other planets than they have here. And I can spot them a mile off. I don't even know how. I mean, if you were to say to me, what's the, you know, how do we do that? How do you do that? I don't know. My guides will say, and I just know. And what I do know is that it's very hard. It's both very hard and very courageous for those souls to be here, because this is like a form of hell for a star child. And you could say that about any one of us that is sensitive, but there's a difference to it. And I don't know if Maya, if you understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, Maya knows.
Or
I think, don't you, Maya, about me anyways. Sometimes I say that. It's very hard on me in particular. But, Maya, what do you say on that?
I feel that there's a purpose and they're here to serve, but at the same time, I would agree that it can be a very difficult, because it doesn't feel right. Like when I read that paper that you sent over, it doesn't feel right, and the feeling of wanting to go home and the feeling of it being much more difficult than what your average person or someone that, you know, it sounds like we probably see things a little differently. And I get in my information from my guides. But when I mention people going to the internet, there's a lot of people, I believe that a lot of people are channeling what their guides or the information or personal experiences and then sharing that. So it's not so much that I believe everything you read on the internet is true. I just feel that there's some information that can be gotten from there, but it's not going to be nearly as deep or as accurate as what we get with our own personal experiences or, you know, what we might get from our guides or what we're shown or, you know, maybe you're a star child in some way. I don't know. I just know that I saw what you had said about Natalie and that you felt that fit her to a T.
And really what I was saying, Maya, is that you probably are much better informed than me. All that I was speaking about was just my own experience. And I agree. I think we're in the age where, you know, nobody has to be lonely and you can go on the internet and find others who are like you. I'm not a star child. I don't know why I've been given the ability to recognize star children, I've done a lot of healing work with integration. And what it feels like to me, and I think I said this to you, Natalie, is it's almost like these are beings of a higher vibration who are used to being in a reality of a higher vibration, and it's like a crusade coming to this dense reality, you know. And I think that's true of all of us who are sensitive, but it's really different for beings who have lived in or had lifetimes in places where you can have, you know, you can be incarnate, you can be in a body, but you can still do things in the same way as we can in spirit. And I think that's one of the differences with the star children that I've met. And they're all very different, and they're very rare. I have to say, I think it's very rare. It's like, it stands out like a beacon when I meet a star child.
That's interesting. Well, some of these things, and I'm sure they apply to other people as well, that you sent to me, and I read them and I thought, oh my God, oh yeah, yeah, sounds like me. It sounds like how I feel a lot of times. And you didn't get this. This came from your guides, right, Amina?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a complete Luddite. I'm not good with the internet.
I'm really good at it. I mean, you know, I'm a wizard doing
my thing. You're good at it.
I'll tell both of you, I did look up some things, but it was more like, it didn't resonate with me. It was more like a do-do-do-do, you know, like you're almost like they were depicting that you're kind of weird, but you really are not. But you could take any one of these things that you sent to me, you know, like others are often wary of you or feel uncomfortable in your presence. That's very true for me. I think Maya and I talked about that at a soccer game. People stay away from me like I have the plague. There's so much here that you listed, and I know, Maya, you read it and you feel the same way, but this doesn't affect everybody. All of these things it's not the same for everybody that's a star child, right? Or a star seed, correct? I mean, this affected me, but Amina, does this apply to all of those out there who might think that they are?
I think the answer is no, because I think as we said at the beginning there, you know, if you've spent more lives in one particular vibration or one particular planet, however you want to look at it, then it's going to be a little different. But those are I don't like, you know, one answer for anything in any kind of a case for any one of us. But there are a lot there that are pretty typical. One of the other things is that I know I have a very close friend who's a star child, and she recognized it quite a long time ago, and she's worked with it. But she always says to me, you know, it is, I don't want to be here. Every single day, I don't want to be here. I don't even know why I chose it. I just get reminded that I need to be here.
Well, you know, oftentimes Maya heard me on the phone talking about, right, Maya, how I would feel, and I'm sure this is people that are listening, they'll say, yes, I understand that. It sometimes it's just like we're in hell. I mean, I can think, I don't even think about something. I just start sobbing, and then it takes me a while to sit down and pull myself out of it. I just sit there like this afternoon. I didn't have trouble today, but this afternoon I found myself kind of drifting a little bit, and it felt really nice because I kind of was refreshed, and I felt really good. But, it's a shame that some of these things that you recognize in me are not on the Internet. And I don't know, Maya, what do you think about that? I mean, do you think some of these things could apply to most people or some of them, I suppose, right?
I would say if we're talking about, like, you know, I see it as star children, but that could be a large category. And I would say that I agree that it's a very different way of living and going through, and it is a very high, it's a much higher vibration that we're coming from. So, I mean, it would be, to me, the analogy I would use, it would be like if suddenly we were taken and we were brought back to prehistoric times before there were tools. It would be, I mean, we would be literally lost. It would be very difficult for us to adjust, especially if we knew that was not going to change, that this was the way that our life was going to be forever. We were going to have to use, you know, flint. We were going to have to gather up and hope that the herbs and the things we were gathering weren't going to be poisonous, if you get what I'm saying. So I feel for some people, like I know there was mention of finding the right tools and using the right tools. So I do feel that there can be some form of peace and alignment, but that I agree that it can take a long time and quite a bit of work and very deep work, spiritual work, in order to achieve that. Now, I don't believe that everyone, I don't believe, we're all unique anyway, so I don't believe that all star children have the same amount of difficulty. I would say that all of them have some difficulty, but the degree of which can depend on, you know, how much time was spent in alternate universes, galaxies, planets, however you want to word that or whatever terminology you want to use, versus how often, for example, the way I would put it is, let's say someone that is on their third or fourth life here on this planet Earth, they probably have learned to cope a lot better with the shifts that they feel and being, it's kind of, again, like being lowered down. That's to me how I see it. And so it can be, you know, we human beings generally avoid what they don't understand or what they find confusing. And I know you said, like, it's a football game. You feel that people avoid you. So they must sense something about you. And I have, as far as me personally, I have taken note of those that I feel are from somewhere else, I guess is what the way that I'm going to term it, because I think it's very subjective. But they're definitely not what I would call, I would say that their DNA is not 100% human in the way that we see humans. So I don't know if, and I'm not sure how to pronounce your name, so that's why I haven't said it.
Amina. She's Amina. Amina.
So, okay, Amina, I don't know how you feel about what I've just shared.
I think that everything you just said was spot on. I think it was beautifully put.
Thank you. And I also think
everything you were saying, I was, yep, that's wonderful. That's exactly, it's my experience. And I think I also feel that I'm a qualified therapist as well as doing this work, and this work is now my main work. And sometimes when I'm working with star children, I find my therapist brain going, oh my goodness, you're just taking crazy people and helping them with their delusions. But my guides are very clear that that is not what's happening, and
yes,
that the result
yes.
of it shows always. And I agree with what, the only thing I would say is a little different, just from my experience. And I loved what you said about, I think it depends how many times a star child has been here, because that is definitely reflects my experience. However many times they've been incarnated here seems to mitigate the effect of how hard it is to be here, although it's always painful. And they have the most extraordinary experiences, you know. Anyway, I'm going off the subject there. But one of the things that you said about the tools is, what I have seen is there's there's like a refusal of wanting to integrate into what my star child friend calls the meat sack, you know, the body, the ego.
Right.
There's a refusal to want to integrate with it. Now, when a star child starts to pick up the tools to do that, it goes like a hot knife through butter. So it's much, in that sense, it's much quicker than it would be for non-star children. And I agree with you. I mean, I think we're all unique, and probably everybody who's listening to this and is, you know, involved with this show is more sensitive than a lot of other people. So it's just a different kind of being, and seeing how that comes into, how that works here on Earth in this dense reality that we all live in.
There's one thing that stood out here. I want to interrupt. Oh, wait a minute. It says your physical body is an enigma to doctors. It functions differently than everyone else's, and the medical world struggles to understand it. Well, everybody knows that when I was 32, I almost died. They only could give me vitamins and gamma globulin, and that's it. I contracted some kind of virus. It was like the Ebola, but, of course, I wasn't in Africa. I didn't get it from anybody that had been there. There was none of that interaction. They couldn't figure it out at all. And then, I went into the doctors every single day, and they were kind of amazed because they were trying to protect me so that I wouldn't be, you know, all the bugs going out there would come and attack me because my immune system was down. So they thought. But I think, really, it turned out, because I would go to the store, but I was kind of careful. There was a point where I couldn't even stand. But they were kind of amazed at my recovery. I didn't go in the hospital. And that was kind of weird, what happened to me. I never had anything like that. And so I think, that it functioned differently. I think that applies really to me and probably others out there, that they had some physical things going on with them. And you didn't even know that. I mean, when you set this out, I think when you sent this out to me, I've known you for a little bit, but Maya's known me a really long time. And we've always talked about me being different from when I was a little girl. And there's probably people out there that went through something very, very similar. I have thought that I was just placed with my parents. I mean, my mother had me, yes, but my mother didn't really want me. I think this was just something that was set up. You're going to have her, and that's it. And you're stuck with her. But it was really strange, and Maya knows this. I was left alone, and I don't know if it was because I wasn't friendly. I mean, I had a couple girlfriends, but it was even weird in school for me. I didn't get outside help at all. Nobody helped me in school. I was just left alone, just to fend for myself. I turned out pretty good. Actually, I'm doing more than I ever did when I was really young. But I think maybe that's got something to do with it, too. So I'm sure it applies to some people that might be listening. And, yeah, I'm an old soul, I guess. I don't know, Maya. What do you think? Maya's known me a long time. But Maya has always said that it's amazing, and even affecting other people, that I didn't turn out to be a monster. because I was an only child and did not have what you would expect an only child to have. And I'm pretty tough. I really am. I my doctors were amazed at me, and they continued on to, as long as I was up in Michigan. I mean, but I had really great a pair of doctors that were just wonderful. I mean, they would come to my house if I wanted them to. But I'm sure a lot of these things that you mentioned that apply to me, Amina, apply to many out there. I mean, I'm really such a novice. I mean, when you wrote that to me, I thought, really, I am? I had no clue. And I know Maya has said some things too. But so Maya, what's your experience with star seeds? Or they're also called star children. Is that what they are?
Well, I would call them star children, or just children from other galaxies and other, you know, other worlds, other universes. I think that it we can widen that. But I loved what you said about, you know, being a therapist and there being moments just like people who deal with close encounters. And there's a part of you that thinks, oh, my goodness, I'm just dealing with somebody that's just so delusional. What am I doing? But then there's that spiritual part of you that mm-hmm. recognizes that this is real. And as far-fetched as it may seem to some people, you obviously have that gift of healing and being able to recognize that in someone and help them. And I also agree, too, about the meat suit. Now, as far as, you know, what you're asking, Natalie, about, you know, yes, I mean, we've talked about that before, you having a difficult time, and it could be because you were a star child that you were able to, you know, not be as affected. I think it can work both ways. Now, I see the medical thing a little bit different, and I'm interested to get, I'm never going to get this name right.
Amina.
Amina. I keep
thinking. You can call her Amina. It's Amina.
Amina. So it's Nina, but Amina. I used to say Maya Bed. So that's how I got the name of nickname of Maya. So Amina. Amina, how do you see? Because what I see is that the medical issues, whether they're health or their medical issues, are because the DNA, when you get down to the genetics and you get down to a cellular level, there's differences, and so it's not the same thing. You can't treat things in the same way that you would treat someone who is not a star child, or who is just, you know, for lack of a better term, let's just say 100% DNA is human. But how do you see that?
Well, I think it's a really good point and an interesting question. And I'm just sitting here with my guides and you know, pulling on what I'm being told, which is that, you know, the thing about star children is their fine vibration comes into a dense body. And for the rest of us who are on, you know, the spiritual path or whatever we consider this to be, we're raising our vibrations. And so it's as true that when we raise our vibrations, it changes how we respond to illness, as it is true that the star children are going to have a different, for the same reason, they're going to have a different response to illness. So I don't think that is solely to do with star children. One of the things that I have noticed, and again, this is anecdotal, I don't know, but one of the things that I have noticed is that people who, one of the questions that I will always ask somebody who I suspect is a star child is, how do you feel about traveling in outer space? Now, me personally, I am a Taurus. I have my Mercury in Taurus. I like things to be very like solid and none of that jazz nonsense.
On the ground.
Just want a
yeah.
solid beat. Don't want any of that, you know. But and the idea of space travel is just like, but that is one of the things that it's not the only thing. Obviously, there's millions of people who are interested in space travel, but it is one of the things that there will be dreams or there will be thinking of traveling in space, and it feels good, you know. And I mean, that's just like wow to me. And the other thing is that concepts such as simultaneous realities. Again, my brain goes, huh? No. I'm here. Time goes linear. I'm not interested in anything else. But with the star children that I've worked with, they quite often have the experience of being in parts of different continuums. So they can be on a spaceship. They can be here on Earth. They can be back in some past life, which just makes my brain go, oh. But I get that that's another thing that it's a thing that can it's about being able to hold large realities. And again, it's because they have that automatically coming in. It's not that nobody else has that, right? It's not that there aren't other sensitives who have that.
Right.
What about flying a plane?
I don't know.
I would love to fly a plane.
I have no information on that.
Well, it's in space, but you're not in a space capsule. You are in the clouds. I have been getting these feelings that I am put on this plane with a lot of people, and for some reason, I have the ability to fly it. Don't ask me why, and don't ask me how. But that's just been happening to me, like maybe the last couple of months. I kind of keep it to myself because people say, "Oh yeah, sure, Natalie." Mm-hmm. But when you said, space travel, I don't think I have a desire for space travel, except that I've been fascinated since it's come out with the movie Hidden Figures. Those are the three ladies that worked at NASA. I mean, I'm glued every time. I want to watch it all the time. So I don't have a desire to be in space, but I am very interested in it. So that's why I asked about flying a plane. Could that be part of it too? I don't know. I mean, I'm asking the two of you because I don't know.
I don't know that I know, and I don't have any information on that. I wouldn't say that I'm an expert. It's just something that I've come across a few times. So I have no information on that. I'll pass that one to Maya.
Well, I would say from what my guides are sharing with me is that is it's possible that part of that is attributed to a star child, but also that's a proven mode of transportation. So like Anina, I would see space travel would be something that would give me the heebie-jeebies, and I wouldn't want to be free-floating I would not want to explore things that are, to me, that far away from what I consider to be my home. So for me, flying an airplane or flying a helicopter is more like a bus. It's a proven mode of transportation, and it's something that's been around. So I don't know that I would necessarily, I was doing a checklist, my guides don't feel that necessarily, it could be an indication. But one thing that I would agree with and say that I found to be true and resonates with me and my guide, most of it comes from them validating or backing something up, is the jumping. There's a lot of jumping around within realities and within different, universes and times, even if it can just be a momentary, it can feel like it's an hour, but it can be 2 or 3 minutes of quickly visiting another place or another time. So that can be, that in itself, if you've never experienced that, can be very confusing, you know, for the average person, or not the average person, but a person that's a star child. That can be very difficult because you can lose track sometimes of where you are. And I wanted to comment, too, on coming together with the meat suit, because it's what I'm shown, and I'm no expert either, believe me, at all. I'm not, I wouldn't even come close to calling myself that. But there is a reluctance to do that, and that often holds them back. They have to learn that they have to accept. Again, if I like the analogy of going back to the prehistoric times. We cannot fight what is. We have to find a way to harmonize and align with what is in order to find a sense of peace and happiness and belonging for this moment. You know, I believe that we can belong, whether it's with someone, then ourselves, or whatever the case may be. We can belong for the moment, but that doesn't necessarily indicate that we have to belong to that place or that time or that being or that, you know, even that vibration forever. We just have to be able to find some type of alignment and harmony so that we have more peace and we can do whatever job it is that we need to do, and we can do it with some happiness and some clarity and calmness rather than chaos or frenzy or just total disarray. Because often, for me anyways, and again, I'm making it very clear that I am not an expert, but for me, many of those that are star children, star seeds or whatever, they do suffer greatly. And because they feel like they don't belong, they have a very difficult time in all aspects of life. And so they have to be able to say that it's okay to belong now. That doesn't mean this is going to be my home, if you will, forever. That someday I will be back, kind of like E.T. call, you know, phone home, phone home. I mean, I know that's a little bit of a joke, but it's really not that far off the truth from what I'm shown, that, you know, eventually you will, we all go home, wherever that our home may be, whether we consider that heaven or paradise or another planet or galaxy. But I believe there's very many that walk among us, and to me they have, sometimes they can have a darkness, not an evil darkness, but they can have a dark aura about them that just tells me that they're different. And then sometimes if they've come together and they've been able to put everything into some semblance of order, then they can have more of a shining light. But there's always something about them to me that stands out that I just somehow And maybe I'm wrong, but I feel that I know that they're not from here. And for our listeners, I just wanted to quickly mention, there's probably some of you at least out there that have often felt that this isn't where you're from and this isn't where you belong. And that's probably the best stage of all, is just that feeling alone, of feeling that something is not quite right and this isn't quite where we, you know, where we come from. This isn't our home. We feel different. We often think differently, even though we, as humans, we wear many masks and we learn, you know, we learn how to behave within the social norm of whatever culture we reside in. We learn how to act accordingly. That doesn't mean that deep inside we feel different, which is part of the conundrum of it all. So I don't know, Anina, what your feelings are about all that, or what else you have to share.
I liked everything that you were saying. I think there's a tendency, you know, the truth is that most of us feel like we don't belong, and that this is a little bit different. It's kind of it's a little bit further along the spectrum, and I agree with you that it's more of an energetic, you know, you kind of feel when you see a star child, and I certainly feel the same way. I think it's not, you know, when we talk about integration with the meat sack or, you know, the body, it's part of that as just being here in a human existence is integration with the ego. And I do agree that once a star child has done that, which, as we said earlier, is kind of in some way, or I said earlier, is kind of in some ways much simpler once they accept, okay, you know, stop being stubborn, get into the meat sack, integrate with the ego, then their light it shines really, really brightly. And there is, actually what my guides are saying, there is no stopping them. And I think that's true. But the biggest challenge is to accept that. And, you know, the truth is that some don't make it. That is the truth. Yes. And I'm being told to say that some just don't make it. It's just too hard. But the thing is that if they've chosen that particular, you know, this mission, then they will come back again. And there is a lot of support. Whenever I work or have worked with star children who are wanting to integrate, there's a huge amount of high vibration support that's there, helping them recognize what the purpose is that they're here for, what the way ahead is, which tools, you know, there's no way I could say, okay, it's tools A, B, C, and D, because every single time it's different tools with each different person. But, you know, and we it's part of being human to feel that we don't belong. You know, they've done experiments that show that people will always identify as being the person on the outside of the crowd, however they look on the outside of themselves. So it's something that's it's further along the continuum of being human, and it makes it so that the star child is more polarized, you know. Is this very high vibration trying to get into this very low vibration body, and that's it is a challenge, but once they do it, it's amazing.
And let me ask you this, Anina. Now, when you talk about when you mention that some are just not able to comply or to integrate, and to put it together, what do you believe happens to those people? Do you believe that there's another soul walk-in, or what do you believe happens to that person? Because they do have a meat suit or a physical body. I mean, there's no way around that. So what do you not? And if you don't have an answer, that's okay.
No, I do. I do. If I didn't have an answer, I would say, but just from, and again, all of this is anecdotal and I wouldn't want to put it across the board, but from the experiences that I've seen from the outside with star children sort of in the last 10 years or so, the answer is there is no meat sack left. One way or another, it's gone. You know, it's either addiction, it's going to be drugs, alcohol, some form of, you know, food, some form of self-harm that brings on an early end to that to that body. I don't think I've ever experienced or known of there being, you know, somebody walking out and somebody walking back in.
Okay. Well, I do believe in walk-ins, but I didn't. My guides and I have never convened on that, on star children in particular. But I totally agree with you, and I felt you might say that because I know that when I've worked with those that have made choices that are sad and things that we don't really like to talk about, and I do understand and appreciate that. But oftentimes It can be unrelated, but oftentimes that's what it does come down to. It really does. It comes down to whether you want to call that simple or overly complicated, it does come down to just not being able to integrate and to be able to put things together. It just is not, it's just not possible for them. And so their journey continues, you know, in whatever form is decided for them. But I would agree with you that I have felt that before. I didn't always understand it, but I definitely did feel that that was often the explanation or the case or, you know, the outcome for people. And then there's many, too. I mean, we can talk about the positives where there's many that even early on are able to integrate and to find the tools and to meet with their purpose and, you know, go into that lower vibration without giving up what is special and unique and, you know, the purpose that they have that, to me, I would call it a little bit special, a little bit different, something that helps the collective in a great way. Not that we all don't do that, because I believe that we do. But so there's a lot to it. It really, when you first look at it, it seems like it's a really simple thing. Well, someone is just from another galaxy or another planet or whatever. But when you really start to look at it, it can become a very complex, complicated situation. Maybe not, again, not for everyone, but for the majority, there is at least some distress as they go through. And I don't know that ever, like you said in that paper that I don't know if that was, I'm assuming you wrote that, but it never completely is eradicated. There's always bits and pieces left over.
Yeah, I think I'm bits and pieces. Now, I see the thing about overwhelming empathy. That is me. I mean, I can watch something the same time over and over again, and I get terribly upset. And I know it's coming. We'll talk about a movie. I can watch it over and over and over again. Like one of them is Fried Green Tomatoes, you know, and I watch the end. She's sitting on her little suitcase, and that just tears me up to see it. I don't shut it off. I sit through it. But I could watch that 10 times in 10 days, and I feel the same way. It's really difficult sometimes, but I don't think, I know, Amina, you said that you felt I was a lot of these things, but some of these things I don't know. Even as a child, you felt different. Oh, yeah, as a child, I knew I was different. They weren't like me at all. They were just not like me. They just didn't get it, and therefore I was alone. I think that's probably why I was alone. I don't know if I was that intelligent with inherent wisdom. But then again, I don't know because, you know, I wasn't exposed enough to things. And I know a lot of times, you know, I'd sit in school and my friend, she said, I said, well, I wish I would have done as good as I do now with what I do. And she says, because none of it interested you, that's why. I never thought of it that way. Maybe it didn't. Maybe it was all boring. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But I didn't have the guidance that some can have now when they're younger. I probably could have had a better time of it and not suffered as much. I don't know. Let's see, some of these other things. Yeah, I can make people feel better. You know, my goddaughter said to me, I wish you were with me last week. And I said, why? She said, because. She said, you have this way about you can talk to anybody. You can make people see what's going on for them, even though they can't see it. And she said, I cannot talk to people. You are so easy to talk to people. And I said, but I've always been in customer service all my life. That's what I do, and that's where I excel. But I don't know some of these things like you wrote here, Amina. I don't I know you thought most of them were me. I don't know why did you think that they were me. I mean, you noticed it right away. You got it right away. I mean, I'm trying to have people relate to things that that was told to me. Maybe they'll say, God, that sounds like me. Or maybe they'll start to get an interest in learning more about themselves. I don't know. Because I'm a total novice at this. I mean, I heard of it before, but I never thought of myself to be even included in that at all. I didn't know what I was. I didn't have any idea. And I didn't get exposed, if you want to say, to the metaphysical world until I was older. And it was funny, though, because I handled all the money, and I looked at all these advisors. We had this big, huge fair that I helped put it out, you know. I looked at all these people, and I thought, God, these people are so gifted. And then after we stopped doing that, I thought to myself, wait a minute. What do you mean they're so gifted? What about you? What about me? I asked myself. You just seem to put them all on a pedestal. But they're, you know, some of them were very talented, yes. Some of them just learned to read cards really well, and, you know, you can do that. And they can guide you and answer questions. I mean, that's not that hard to do. But some of these things, I don't know. I mean, I know you said that you thought this was me, so I don't know. I'm looking at some of these things. Can you elaborate? I mean,
you're asking Anina why she felt what
right.
tipped her off and why she felt that these were applicable to you.
Yes. I have a way of talking, don't I? But you love me anyways. It's okay. Well, Natalie, you can talk the whole hour. But yes,
here's the thing is, you sent out the, this is what happened. You sent out the radio, the blogs, radio thingy, blog talk radio that you send out every week. And it kind of tickled me because it was about star children. And to me, you're such an obvious star child. So I assumed you already knew that. That was where it came from. And then I sent you an email back saying, oh, ha, ha, you know, funny that you should be doing one on this. And that's why you came back. And I just, you asked me, why did I think that about you? And I had written these things. And yes, so it was particularly to do with you. I didn't think it was going to end up being, you know, part of the discussion on the radio. What I do want to say, though, is, because I know that we're coming up to time, and I know I've got a session at my 3 o'clock, which is in 8 minutes.
She's in Hawaii, by the way, Maya.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because you can tell
from
my accent,
right?
Let's walk
on the beaches. We got to save our money so we can go visit her and we can walk on the beaches. That's why.
So there's no beaches on this island. So the first thing I wanted to say is that, you know, when you were talking, one of the things that really jumped out, Natalie, is that I think a lot of what's going on right now and a lot of the work that we do as advisors, I don't know if Maya would agree, is, I mean, I do this as an advisor with everybody, not just with star children, but it is about finding your soul family. And I think that there is a lot of linking up. You know, I kind of joke with the star children that I've worked with, and I say, you know, I'm not one, but I'm a cousin, and I'm really glad that you're here. And I feel like, you know, mm-hmm. I can link different star children to each other. And I noticed that the star children that I know who've gone into some form of healing practice, they draw star children to them. And without wanting to, you know, talk about any of the clients, what I have noticed with the clients that have come through stars that I have worked with is the majority not the majority, but much higher percentage of the people that I work with through stars are star children. And I think that's because you are in charge of stars. So I think that actually what you were saying about is you want, you know, you want there to be this list that these points that hold everybody together who is a star
child. No, I know
child,
they can't because I know they don't hold to me. Yeah, no, they don't. Mm-mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's, and it, these ones were about what I had observed with you. I think just by doing what you do, it's drawing, it's allowing, and having this radio talk, right? It's allowing people to know that there are other star children out there who feel this. I mean, there are who feel this different, and there are more. The other thing to say is there are more and more star children being born all the time. you know, I think in like my dad was born in 1912. I think there were very few born in that generation, but it's got more and more and more going ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and definitely, and you can see it right from when they're teeny tiny, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of unique. I mean, you could really learn an awful lot. Like I said, that I'm a novice at this. You two are the experts. That's why I'm really enjoying you both talking back and forth, because it's great interaction, and everybody's listening and thinking, wow, you know, this is really informative. And it really, really is. And here I sit, you know, yeah, I own stars. And, you know, and some, I had an author once say to me years ago when I first started getting stuff from authors to put in the magazine. And I said, oh, I said, it's not a big deal. And he said, Natalie, how many people do you know have sites like you? And I said, nobody. And at the time, it wasn't, there wasn't all of these sites out there either. You've got to remember that. I had Planet Stars back in 1998. And I said, none that I know. He says, okay, that should tell you something. He said, you were chosen to do this, and you are going to go far, and this is not the only site you're going to ever have. And he wasn't an intuitive, but he wrote a beautiful book. I can't even remember the name of it. I can see it. Something about the gate. So maybe it was. I just didn't know it. I didn't know it then. And he told me that, and he said, you can laugh. He said, but that's how I see you. And he said, the sky's the limit for you. I couldn't do what you're doing. I said, yeah, but I couldn't do what you're doing. He said, oh, yes, you could, but you can. And I said, well, I don't think of myself as a writer, but I've thought about it. I have a fairy tale kind of in my head, and I guess I should take pen to paper or just sit and automatic write, as Maya says to do, just let the keys move and do it that way, because I think that would be really special. But this has been wonderful, the two of you sharing all this information and bouncing things back and forth. And I'm sitting here thinking, my goodness, listen to this. This is just like top drawer stuff here. This is awesome. You guys are awesome. I have
Thank
an
you.
Awesome team. And we just lost Maya because I think she's got a client anyways. But Maya, a wealth of knowledge you have.
Anyways, so.
Yes, yes, but what a wealth of knowledge, and I want to thank you for all when you convene. Everybody knows I love when you say convene. I just think that's the coolest thing. And yours truly here, I don't hear my guides. I always say they're on vacation, but I'm sure something's working with me and pushing me along and making me notice something, and I just don't hear them. I'm not gifted like that. Obviously, Maya, you are totally the one, and I want to let everybody know Maya's done quite a few medium readings these last couple of weeks, so she's available for that. Of course, Stars Amina is also on the site, and so is Stars Priestess Candy Ranson, who wasn't in the room, but Stars Lori was in there, and she came in. I was happy I invited her when we were chatting on Facebook today, and I said, why don't you come to the show? And so it's been a really good show. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but I'm sure it's going to be enlightening and wonderful, right? Right, Maya? Of course.
Oh, of course. Absolutely. I'm not sure just yet what it'll be about. It might be like a little bit off on the same type of subject, but not getting so... this got really deep and profound, so maybe we'll
right.
do something a little bit lighter, just like, you know, I'll see. I'll have to think about it. I don't have anything just yet, but I will.
That's okay.
I'll write something. I always write something up, a little bit of a synopsis about the show, and on Tuesday, so I'll write something up, and then I usually send Natalie the topic, unless she has one. Sometimes she does, but I'll send out the topic.
Most of the time, I'll just say, what do you think? And, I want to tell you also, and it wasn't that I didn't want to tell you, is that I wrote something in the blog yesterday on soulmates. And I'm getting a lot of great feedback, but it's my own coming from within me, my own interpretation of things that are going on with me in hopes that it might open some doors for other people. I even have a nice image with it, and but I didn't tell anybody. I just did it. I had the urge. Saturday, why don't you write something? You know, well, you know, and I'm not known as a writer. Like you, Maya, you can really write. You wait till you see her blog post tomorrow, and please go check it out at Stars. It'll be there. And, of course, go to starswithaz.psychics.com. I have to mention that. I fail to do that a lot of times. We have some people in the room. And it's really, really great, and it's a nice interaction with Amina to come on. And, of course, Candy's having trouble getting into the room and anything loading, so I have to find out about that. But nonetheless, this was a great, great time. I enjoyed it, and I want to let Maya Moon know how much I love her. I always tell her that I love her to the universe and beyond. That's how I sign my emails to her. That's what I've done. And she knows that. And everybody else, you know, we had, let's see, we had Stars Lori in the room. We had Miss Pretty in the room. And we had Jessica Ray in the room. How sweet was that? Thank you for coming. They're still there and they're listening. And it's just really nice. It's not. It's nice to see a lot of interaction. You know what I'm saying? I love that. I love to see that going on. People care. So anyways, with that, I'm going to turn it over to you. Say your goodbyes, and then we'll call it a night.
Yeah, I want to say goodbye. It's great to be back. And since you mentioned that you had written something up, why don't we do, for next week, why don't we do soulmates, twin flames, and life partners? Is there a difference? And so,
yeah, there is.
I
believe there is a difference. You would know more about that. But, yes, we could do that topic. That would be totally awesome. I would love that.
Yeah, and we'll see. A lot of times we end up with two parts because one time just doesn't seem like enough. But, yeah, God bless everyone, and I hope you have a wonderful evening and that you got some great information, and we'll see you next Monday.
Yep. Okay, and love you, Maya Moon, and we'll see everybody next week in the room. Thank you for coming again. And with that, we'll see you next week. And don't forget, believe in everything you cannot see.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.